700 of the strongest weightlifting athletes in America compete in Grand Rapids. Gold, silver, or bronze. You lift the equivalent weight of a set of bunk beds. I wonder if my next guest has tried that. Mike Gusweiler, on behalf of West Michigan Sports Commission, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Always a pleasure to be on your show. And I've put together bunk beds, but I can't say I've lifted above my head.
I don't want you to hurt yourself. You've got a job to do. But looks like your athletes might prove us wrong there. So congratulations. Yet another sporting event, a youth championship in our own backyard. What's happening at DeVos Place?
Well, what we've got is the National Youth Championships for USA Weightlifting. And we had the pleasure of hosting USA Weightlifting for the first time last year with an American Open Series 3. So it was adults lifting these weights in two different forms. It was the snatch and jerk and the clean lift. And it's just an amazing sight to be seen, like any athlete and what they go through and all the different training that it takes to get to this level. But now this is the National Youth Championship. So we're talking kids ages 11 up to 17 and what they're lifting and the training that's taken them to get them to this point.
Great. The largest youth weightlifting event in the world, is that correct? That's what my notes say.
That is correct. You know, for youth national championships, this is it. And USA Weightlifting really has been that force that has driven it through four national championships.
Cool. All right. Well, I know we're raising dollars for our own backyard economic impact. Lots of hotel nights booked. What will we experience seeing this weekend? What do these kids go through? And first of all, is it male and female?
It is male and female. They compete separately, but you know we're going to see it's by age division and then by weight class within those divisions. But there are going to be three platforms that, you know, 9 to 11 athletes will compete on each platform in those different divisions and weight classes. And it's going to be, again, as you said, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'd love for people to come out. It is a ticketed event, so people can purchase a ticket for any of those days or the entire weekend. But they're going to see these kids really giving their all. You know, they earn points. And as I said, and I may have misspoke, but it's the snatch and the clean and jerk, the two different forms that they'll lift. And it's amazing. They're lifting twice their weight at times and really just the effort that they go through to earn those points and win their title.
This sport is out of my comfort zone. Maybe there's a future here. You never know. But each athlete is permitted three attempts in each lift. What's the snatch?
So the snatch is a one motion movement, as I've learned myself. Where you start in a crouched position and you grab the weight bar and you lift that up with an explosive jump to place the weight over your head. And once the judges see that, you know, you've completed that, then you can drop the weight. The clean and jerk is more from a standing position where you bend over and lift the weight up to just under your chin. And then either with a split stance or a wide stance, lift that over your head. So it's explosive. The other interesting thing that is happening to really look at other talent or kids in the area that would be interested in this sport is East Tennessee State University is going to be doing a talent ID testing for kids 17 and under can come by and see whether they've got the talent or if they have an interest or if they're maybe already into weightlifting, really identify their explosiveness and flexibility through some squatting techniques. But it's open to anyone 17 and under to come by 9 o'clock Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. But just a lot of fun. You know, we love the work that we do at the West Michigan Sports Commission to bring in a diverse amount of different sporting events, and we learn from each one that comes in. But as you said, it's really about the visitor spending and the economic impact.
Yes, and just a reminder, weightlifting, I think one of the oldest Olympic sports, the first modern Olympic games back in good Athens, Greece, 1896, and here we are. I think there's also been an explosive growth in the sport. CrossFit has helped with that, right, Mike?
Yeah, CrossFit has really become on the scene for people that want to get in a workout, and it's with weights and other things of pushing and pulling and moving around items that, you know, really get the aerobic going, but also include weights. And so we're seeing some good amount of crossover of gyms supporting and participating in the weightlifting.
Well, we know physical strength is involved with this, but I bet there's a lot of mental preparation for this sport.
I think like any sport, you know, it really is something that you need to work your way into, and you need the flexibility and the training and the stretching and the discipline. So you know that from being an athlete yourself and triathlons and biking. But, you know, we couldn't be more pleased to have USA Weightlifting. And, Shelley, this is more than just USA Weightlifting. We've got so many different sports going on this week and this weekend that add to having this national championship in.
USA Weightlifting Nike National Youth Championship powered by Rogue Fitness, thanks to the West Michigan Sports Commission led by you, Mike Gusweiler. So, volunteers you need anymore?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to our website, westmisports.com, you know, go to the event for USA Weightlifting and they'll find that link. But we certainly need people as we get move in and set up this afternoon and all day tomorrow to get ready for competition. Certainly can use all the volunteers that we can get, and certainly we'll give something in return.
You've got the state games coming up too, don't you?
That's right. So I was talking about how this is more than just weightlifting. We've got the first weekend of the Meyer State Games in Michigan this weekend. We split it into multiple weekends, the main weekend being next weekend, June 22, where we'll have our opening ceremonies. But this weekend, we've got archery tag, kind of a new sport that we've thrown into the mix, cricket, and girls lacrosse. So over 800 athletes for those sports this initial weekend.
Look how this has expanded. Well, kudos to you and yours bringing fit individuals to our land. Details one more time for the opportunity to see these strong youth athletes.
Yeah, so it's at DeVos Place. The competition runs from about 8 to 8 each day. Tickets are $10 or $25 for all 3 days. Certainly would love for people to come down, but if you want to volunteer, certainly you can get that opportunity to see this firsthand without a ticket by just giving a little bit of volunteer effort towards making this successful.
Grand Rapids hosting the world's largest youth weightlifting event. Thanks to you, Mike Gusweiler, president of the West Michigan Sports Commission. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley.